you need a sign, banner, or business cards for your business, who do you call? Hi, this is Kent Adams.
And Tom MacArthur from Business Talks. Kent and I call Instant Sign Factory for our signs, banners, business cards, and more.
Dave at Instant Sign Factory is our go-to guy for printing, and he always does excellent work for us.
Check them out online. They've got an all-new website, InstantSignFactory.com.
Tell them Kent and Tom from Business Talks sent you. Instant Sign Factory.
Welcome to Let's Talk Spokane, where veteran host Kent Adams seeks out and discusses the latest on a variety of hot topics.
And good day to you. Hope you're having a great day. It's summer, and who's going to complain? If you're not listening right now, that's probably because you're at the lake. And let me give you an address where you can send me the invitation. I'm happy to come to the lake, whatever lake it is. And I remember moving here about 38 some years ago, and everybody talked about the lake. And I finally asked, well, what lake are you talking about? And of course, they laughed at me. You know, I mean, that's just, yeah, it took me a while to figure that out. After the first summer, I was well aware of the lake. I'm pleased to have a friend of Business Talks and the programs and Let's Talk Spokane and everything else we do. And that's Simone Rommel McKay.
Do I have it right? You do.
Pretty darn close, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, good to have you back. And you're a little busy these days, aren't you?
I sure am, yes. And thanks for having me, Kent. We have so much going on with Scope and with Neighborhood Watch, which is my area of expertise.
Right.
National Night Out is coming up. We have a lot of citizens who want presentations on...
And you remember this is only a half-hour show, okay?
Okay. yeah, we do have a lot of citizens who just want to meet to say to find out how do you start a neighborhood watch and tell us about National Night Out.
Well, let's start with the neighborhood watch and what is it? Because that's your main job, right? Throughout the year.
Yes.
And then so many things flow from that because we all know that we have these job descriptions that say this and other things as assigned. And usually that other things as assigned is about 90% of our job description, right? I mean, let's face it. But
yes.
We have to probably be a little careful because, you know, the sheriff might be listening. So.
He will totally understand. I think he knows I wear a lot of hats.
He lives on overload himself. Good
exactly.
guy. We like Ozzy. He does a program here
Ditto. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I understand that.
Well, let's talk about Neighborhood Watch. And what is that?
Neighborhood Watch is basically neighbors coming together and connecting so that they can be more aware to deter crime.
Okay.
Bottom line is, if they're not connecting, they don't realize how much activity or suspicious activity is going on.
Right.
That may seem like common sense, but in truth, people all of a sudden, when I've had a meeting with them, they go, oh, wow, you know, all of a sudden the reporting picks up.
Yeah.
They become more aware. They care about their neighbors because now they've met them.
Right, right.
And so that's the big part is connecting. You don't have to be best friends, but at least connecting so that you care a little bit about the outcome of the neighborhood.
Yeah, so you know about the uncle that comes over once a week and it's okay, but
not
the, quote, uncle that doesn't belong there.
Exactly.
That might be casing out the house and everything else, right?
That's a perfect example. Because often, yes, neighbors may have their grandkids or their uncle or their kids. Who knows? Anyone could be coming by. But if they don't know these neighbors, they have no idea if that person belongs or not.
Right.
Once you connect, you start getting to know the vehicles, who are the visitors who are supposed to be there, or if it's a bad situation, the visitors who aren't supposed to be there, maybe there's a drug situation,
right,
et cetera.
Right.
So, yeah, exactly.
And it's not being nosy, is it?
No. Neighborhood Watch is not about watching, you know, with binoculars. It's about...
Oh, look at what she's wearing today.
Yeah, exactly. It's about looking out for watching in that sense, caring about the neighborhood and the spirit of the neighborhood and the pride of the neighborhood.
Well, and I know I've seen on TV and other places recently where that's really worked out because someone questioned why there were people across the street or down the street or something, right?
Yes, very much so. I have had people say, oh, I saw this vehicle just sitting in the cul-de-sac with its lights on. And I asked, did you report it? And they said, no, I just didn't think anything of it. And I said, well, now you know, you need to report it. And if the person is innocent, there's nothing going on, no big deal. But if they are up to no good,
right,
then now officers have a chance to find out why are they there and what are they doing. If citizens don't report, officers can't just go up and ask people, what are you doing? They have to have a legitimate reason to question a person.
Interesting. Well, we're in summer right now. It's a little past the middle of July, and we're as much in summer. Actually, summer really started back, in April or May? But
yeah,
but,
this year, yes.
but we are. And you mentioned before we started the broadcast that it's a busy time for break-ins to homes and other kinds of things, and talk about that. What's going on? Why in the summertime?
Well, I think there's a multitude of reasons. Of course, kids are out of school, so sometimes it's teenagers or even college kids just wanting to make mischief. You know, some as simple as that. In addition, just the warm weather, criminals come out more because it's nice out.
Right.
And
right.
Maybe people are out at the lake, as you said,
yes.
at the lake more often. So they think they have an opportunity more now because people are out going on vacation, etc., to start doing the vehicle prowls, to maybe break into homes or garages, etc. So it's really important that people watch out, especially right now in summer.
Well, and sometimes we tend in the summer probably to leave our garages open more, maybe than winter time.
Yes.
Especially if there's a direct entrance to the house, because you know we want that airflow and that sort of thing. And
yes, yeah. A lot of officers are going around telling people to close garage doors and scope. The Sheriff Community Oriented Policing Effort, the organization I work for, the nonprofit, a lot of scope volunteers, that's one of the things they love to do in summer, is to remind people to close their garage doors and to go around and let them know if they've left them open. Because sometimes it's not even intentional.
Right. Now, the Neighborhood Watch is not just a county program. They have it in the city as well, right?
Yes. City of Spokane, they tend to call it more Block Watch, but it basically is the same thing.
Right. So what we're talking about really kind of applies both to the city of Spokane and the county.
Exactly.
Might be different names, but the effect and the
purpose, or the intent, yes.
Right.
They're
right.
Exactly the same.
Okay, so someone's interested for their block, for their area. What would be the steps they would take, and how do they do that? Whether they're in the city or the county, obviously they would call someone appropriate.
There's two ways they can do that. They can either, in the city or county, they can either call a cop's shop or visit a cop's shop in the city of Spokane that's close to them. In the county, they can visit their local scope station and say, hey, who do I contact to start a neighborhood watch? Otherwise, they could just contact one of us directly. In the city, it's Maurice Vulcano, and she's at 625-3301.
It's like you've memorized that.
I do have. Yes, we are partners.
Yeah.
And then in the county, they call me, and I'm at 477-3055. That's the first step, because often people don't know what to do, so they need to have a conversation with one of us.
Right.
And after that, I will tell them that they need to get together with their neighbors, pick a night to have a get-together, to discuss crime prevention and how to start a neighborhood watch.
Right.
And then either I go out and visit them or a deputy comes out. And we discuss crime prevention and starting what they need to do to start a neighborhood watch, which is very simple usually, just getting them people together.
Right, and developing a list and probably and phone numbers and things like that.
Right, and that would be the next step to actually really make sure you can maintain a neighborhood watch. Yes, you want to have email addresses, phone numbers, and find a way to connect with neighbors on a regular basis. And it's not a lot of effort, it's more just checking in maybe once a week, or maybe it's more often because there's some activity going on.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, and as I mentioned to you before we started, my wife and I, our family, have lived in the house where we are on the South Hill for 33 years, and we've watched people come in, grow their families, if you will, and leave and so on and so forth. And our neighbors to our west, when we first moved in, were a lovely elderly couple, John and Virginia. I think they were in their late 70s. And, of course, passed away, moved away, passed away, and all of that. And there are a number of new kids in the neighborhood, both in terms of young adults, because they're kids to me, and kids, and walking up and down the street. I asked my wife the other day, who's that? And my wife was able to say who it was, and that's, you know, Joni and Johnny and so on and so forth. But it's a matter of... you know, knowing who they are.
Exactly.
Because our kids are grown adults, and the little ones that we have over are our grandkids, and they're usually over and not interacting too much with the neighborhood kids because they've got plenty in their own neighborhood and so forth. But we're now the John and Virginia, you know, the old folks in the neighborhood. And so I don't know all the people that I knew some time back. I mean, I waved to them, but they're up four houses on the other side of the street, and I kind of know, you know, what they look like and the car they drive and those kinds of things,
so
and whether they water their lawn or not.
Uh-oh.
You know, yeah.
So this would be the perfect opportunity. That's a good example of when, wow, maybe you'd want to start a neighborhood watch or a block watch,
right,
either way, and say, gosh, I'd like to connect more with all these neighbors and find out, you know, if we're having any problems, how we can deter them.
Well, and the funny thing is, the people across the street in east one house have a block watch sign on their tree, but it's from like two or three owners before, and so nothing has happened since the folks that were there that have now passed on because they were older folks since they left in more than one way, and so I don't think we have an organized block watch in the case of us on the South Hill. So
it's very possible. It sounds like if you have a block watch sign, you're in the city of Spokane.
Right,
is that correct?
Right.
So it would be good to get a new sign, for one, to reactivate it, and to check with cops if you can have a get-together. And usually an officer in the city of Spokane will come out and talk with the citizens about forming a block watch.
Great. Well, Simone, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about the night out. We're going to talk about what is scope and so forth. And we'll just take this break and be right back with you.
Thank you. Great.
You're listening to SpokaneTalksOnline.com, Spokane and North Idaho's business and community talk station.
Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.
To help you be safe, Washington state law requires you to call 811 two full business days before you plan, for example, to dig, drill, plow, pull from, or pound anything into the ground. Be prepared to provide the operator with the correct address, cross street, and the description of your work. You must mark the dig area with white paint. The operator will inform you of the utilities notified of your impending excavation. Wait for all their marks. Be safe and dig with care.
Welcome back. Let's talk Spokane. And we're talking with Simone from the Scope office. And remind folks what Scope stands for.
Scope stands for Sheriff Community Oriented Policing Effort, and it's a nonprofit that supports public safety throughout Spokane County.
That's almost easier to say than Ozzy.
Yeah.
And his last name, Knezovich.
Knezovich, yeah.
I remember when he was appointed to the, and I'm going, I've never heard this guy, much less, you mean now I have to start spelling it? and we give Ozzy a bad time, but we love him. He's a great guy. He has done so much to improve the safety in this area. He really cares about Spokane and the people that live here and providing a safe environment and so forth.
Scope as well. He has been a tremendous supporter of Scope. And that's
important. It takes that leadership, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because it could go away real quick.
Right. And it takes the connection with law enforcement. scope cannot be as effective if they don't have, if we don't have a good relationship with law enforcement. And the sheriff has been excellent in helping us build that partnership.
You know, I was, in some ways, I was a little bit amazed. I shouldn't have been, probably, when you mentioned, you know, how it's organized and what you do, that you go out, but then a deputy goes with you. And today, when we're so crunched for time for deputies, that tells me the importance of providing leadership in the community, in the neighborhoods.
Yes.
And I don't, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but wow, what a statement to be having a meeting and having you come out, number one, but then to have a deputy there, that really sends a very strong signal.
Yes, it's important. We have two crime prevention deputies, one for the city of Spokane Valley and one for the rest of the county. I should say we, the sheriff's office.
Sure.
And these are the deputies who will come out to these presentations.
Okay.
And we try to make real good use of them because you're right, their time is limited.
Yeah.
And they are doing all kinds of presentations to schools, businesses, trying to help citizens in terms of deterring problems that they're having. And so you're right, their presence makes a really important impact because people sometimes have questions. You know, I'm not an officer and I can't answer all their questions.
Right.
And so sometimes a deputy is really necessary to help resolve some of their concerns and apprehensions. And I'm happy that I have these deputies that, as that part of our crime prevention unit
absolutely
to come with me.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know, we all know the case, whether it's this or health or anything, prevention is always cheaper than solving the problem afterwards, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean, if we can prevent it, then, you know, we can prevent that murder, we can prevent that break-in, whatever the DUI, whatever it might be.
Yes, I do have quite a few watch groups who haven't had any criminal activity in their neighborhood. They just wanted to be proactive.
Right.
And
right.
You know, prevention, and be proactive in starting the group so that they could deter future potential crime.
Well, before we get into scope per se and many of the things that you do there, let's talk about the night out.
Yes.
Because that's coming up. Now, some people may hear this afterwards, and of course, you know, then they can still contact Scope and you
sure.
and so forth for help. But talk about what is this, when is this, how do people get involved?
Okay, thanks. National Night Out Against Crime is actually a national program. Thousands of communities and citizens around the country will be having what we call night out parties. And the main goal of National Night Out is to connect neighborhoods in order to deter crime.
Okay.
And it's coming up, yes, very soon on Tuesday, August 4th. Always is the first Tuesday of every month, first Tuesday in August of every year.
Right.
Sorry about
that.
That's
okay.
And we connect not only the neighborhoods to connect with each other, but then for them to connect with law enforcement,
uh-huh.
the fire department, emergency management. This year I'm bringing in Department of Natural Resources in terms of fire prevention.
Yes, yes.
So it's really wonderful to bring these agencies together with citizens. And so if they are having a party, they will get visitors from these various agencies. And it's a wonderful time to be out in Spokane.
Now, how do you cover all that? You send a team of people that go to several sites, I would
yes.
have to
so
believe.
Yes, so what I do, and this is the same in the city of Spokane,
right.
We each create a list of all the parties with the details, address, the time of the party, and then we give that list to law enforcement, the fire departments, emergency management, and DNR, and actually council members and commissioners, who sometimes public officials would like to come out and connect with their constituents as well. So we help them to find out where can they go and how can they best visit a few parties. Maybe it's one or two. Sometimes they visit six or seven. And the sheriff and the chief in Spokane Valley assign some of their detectives,
sure.
maybe lieutenants, whoever they can get to go out and connect with citizens.
Great. Now, anything special happening, like at a Target or anything?
Yes, actually, this is kind of exciting. Target has always been a great supporter of law enforcement. And every one of the Targets in our area is having a party.
Oh, wow.
And which is exciting. And specifically in Spokane Valley's Target, they're having Air One helicopter, the police sheriff's office helicopter, and the MedStar helicopter. Both are touching down to meet with kids and citizens and let people know what they do and what they're about and check out the helicopters.
Now,
it's
really
cool.
This is on Tuesday the 4th?
This is Tuesday, August 4th.
Now, what time will the helicopters be there?
They'll be coming probably about 1:15 MedStar will arrive.
Okay.
And about 2:15, 2:30 Air One will arrive. So there'll be all kinds of events. There'll be hot dogs and games for the kids and giveaways, but the choppers will land at those, hopefully right at about those times, if they're not called out an emergency.
I was going to say.
Yes.
Now, can folks from the city come out to the target in the valley?
Oh, of course. We'd love to have you. I'll be there. I'll be there for the whole time. 1 to 3:30, the target will be open for this special event, in a sense. It'll be out in the parking lot. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
And I will be there as
well. You mean they're not going to fly the helicopters into the building?
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
It would take some real good flying.
Yeah, it would be interesting. Yeah. But it should be fun. And
that's
even
neat.
The Target in North and also the Target in the South Hill, both are having parties. So check them all out. They're different times. So you may need to find out what time their parties are, but they should be a lot of fun.
Are they listing it on the Target websites, do you know? Or they just should call a local Target store, probably?
I don't know, quite honestly. Okay. I know we're trying to get some media information out there. Target is doing that. But hopefully, if it's not on their website, because that's the national website, I would just...
That's why I wondered, because so much of that is done nationally.
Just check with your local store. I believe the North Target holds their event around the same time, 1 to 4 p.m., and I believe the South Hill Target, it's going to be a bit later, 3 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
But please confirm with the local stores.
Yeah. Don't quote you and get mad at the manager, because we guessed wrong on the time.
Exactly.
Let's get into... I think all of that is absolutely terrific, and what an opportunity to make our own neighborhoods safer and really to help our police and our deputies from the sheriff's department in terms of being the eyes and ears.
Yes, you know, that's huge.
It's the same thing that we've been talking about really since 9/11 when we talk about keep a watch and say something,
Yes.
And it's the same thing in our neighborhoods.
Very much so, because law enforcement, as you said, with the strict limited budget, can't be everywhere.
Right.
They need to know what's going on.
Right.
You know, an officer may not be able to respond immediately, depending on their
levels. Because he may have a life-threatening issue that he has to deal with, right?
Right, but they will come out, and they will check things out.
Right.
And so it's important that citizens report any type of suspicious activity or problems, because that way the patrol officers can know, okay, here's where we're having some problems.
Right.
Let's go patrol that area.
Yeah, and you follow it on meaning the sheriff's office, follows it on a computer in terms of reporting and everything else, so you can begin to see a trend.
Yes.
And my guess is, I'm taking a leap of faith here, that if there is a lot going on in one neighborhood and the neighborhood isn't aware of it, then you communicate with that neighborhood watch person and let the neighborhood know, be on the lookout.
Yes, actually, I do have quite a large email distribution list.
Right.
And when I know there's a problem activity that seems to
it's moving out.
I will contact neighbors. We've had that happen in the past where some people are casing neighborhoods, or they're pretending to sell something, but really that's not what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Simone, we only have a couple minutes left. Let's talk about SCOPE and what it is and how people can get involved. My guess is you could always use volunteers.
Yes. SCOPE, we have a lot of volunteers, but we can always use more. We've got some great programs that volunteers can participate in. There's Operation Family ID, where they help kids get fingerprinted and pictures taken, and this is just for the parents in case of emergency.
Good.
We don't keep anything. Then we also have Citizens on Patrol. That's the biggest program.
Okay.
Where we can help support the sheriff's office by going around and just being a presence in the community.
Sure.
That's huge. We have Mounted Patrol. Volunteers on horseback and mules. We have Neighborhood Watch, of course. We have disabled parking and abandoned vehicle enforcement.
Yes.
That's a big issue, people parking where they shouldn't be parking.
Yes, we've all seen that happen.
Oh, gosh. And then one of our biggest programs where we would love some young people to join, because they tend to enjoy this program a lot, it's called CERT, SCOPE Incident Response Team. And they are doing traffic control at incidents.
Okay, sure.
some special
like when
event.
There's a fire or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, it could be a fire.
Reroute traffic.
Could be a vehicle accident, sure. a vehicle collision, excuse me. It could be a criminal, something going on in a neighborhood, and they are out and maybe detouring traffic
right.
if necessary to protect a crime scene.
So now how do you activate them? By a cell phone or something?
I mean, we do have a dispatch.
Okay.
CERT is... there's a lot of volunteers. They have pagers 24/7.
Okay.
And then they have a few on shift.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There are two vehicles assigned per shift. And then they will be dispatched out. The officer will say, please call out CERT.
Ah, okay.
And our sheriff's dispatch will contact the CERT dispatcher.
Ah, okay.
And then
okay.
she will call out.
Handles it from there.
Handles it from there.
Wow.
It's really quite efficient and works pretty well.
Yeah. So, one of the questions that Andy, one of our helpers here, asked was about the, does Scope do the baby car seat inspections and checks and so forth, and that and other things like that. How does Scope get involved in that?
We often get some grant money. Well, actually not. Either we get some grant money or we are given helmets, bicycle helmets, let's
okay.
say from the city of Spokane
right.
or from the health district through their grant programs
okay.
to provide helmets for kids who in need and also to fit those helmets. In terms of the child seats, sometimes we have been trained to help support some of those events where they are fitting the kids.
Right.
But usually... I believe it's the health district leads those events.
Okay.
And it would be good to check with them. And if necessary, I can check back with you and find out more about that as well.
Well, but that's good to know because we've all seen on the evening news where they've had these checks and so forth and wish probably we had been there or our kids with our grandkids or whatever. So I think checking with the health district, and my guess is you could easily go to their website and learn about those kinds
exactly.
of things.
Exactly. I do know there are quite so there's good information
right,
online.
Right.
And I know law enforcement sometimes does these checks as well, but usually they're partnering with another organization to make that happen.
Right. Well, Simone, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For all that you're doing and making us all safer. Please say hi to Ozzy when you have to put up with, I mean, when you see him.
I will do that, Kent. Thank you.
Do you work with Mark Gregory as well?
I do as well.
Oh.
Mark is wonderful. He helps me with press releases and things.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yes,
I do.
Well,
when you see
Mark.
Him or talk to him, tell him I said hi because I give him a bad time every once in a
okay,
while. I know he's put in some long hours with things that
does.
Are happening in the evening and so forth. And he's kind of a one-person operation over there trying to get the news out to everybody.
Yes, he does.
And
it's a
all
lot
of you work.
Work
so well together in terms of the prevention side as well as following up. So we thank you for what you're doing and for our community. And
thank you for having me.
Well,
it's great to talk with you online.
Good to see you again.
Okay, take care.
Thanks.
Let's Talk Spokane is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask us a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. Thanks for listening.
Affordable health coverage is now available in Washington State. Better Health Together is a nonprofit organization offering free one-on-one assistance to help you explore your options, understand discounts and tax credits, and apply for coverage. We have 250 trained professionals throughout Eastern Washington ready to help you apply for coverage. To learn more about this free service and your insurance options, call Better Health Together at 509-321-7500. 509-321-7500.